Hi, everybody. Welcome to Empty Nesters. I'm Jill Whelan.
And I'm Leah Mangum.
And today we have one of my dearest friends who is not only one of my dearest friends, but sort of my physical, nutritional life guru. She is Maggie Tenyelian. Maggie has an incredible Pilates studio and a great Instagram called Poly Strength. And so look for her on Instagram, but also she went to fashion school. So not only is she stylish, but she's also a Pilates and, I said that with your accent.
Pilates.
Wow.
Strength training.
Instructor.
In all of those.
And nutrition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we thought that being of a certain age.
Yeah.
Because Maggie and I talk about it all the time, because full disclosure, she also trained me.
She's younger. Training. We did the ball back and forth.
We did.
Giggled the entire time. We're not good together. Yeah. You can't get much done.
But it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That's it. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Okay. So Maggie is really wonderful, and she's basically the same age. She's younger than me.
Not much younger.
But you are. But we thought that it was really important, because we talk about this all the time at the gym, about what we should be doing and how we should be feeling in our age group.
Sure.
Because things are different. Menopause has pretty much happened for people who become empty nesters. Yeah. So, and you're an empty nester too. You have two kids.
Yes, and I've also had menopause, and maybe a little bit earlier than some of you because of cancer, but
cancer survivor, by the way.
Yes.
But she knows a lot about ways to keep your life in check in terms of health and wellness and inner peace and all of those things that we now can spend the time doing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's
a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Lifestyle. So let's get into nutrition, because we all know we need to work out. So we can talk about that in a minute, but let's get into what do we need to do for our bodies now at our age that is the most important.
So, no, I believe nutrition is the hardest thing of all.
Right.
Working out, it's easy. You do it 1 hour here, 1 hour there. Nutrition is constant. You have to do it all day long.
And then you think of food all day
all
long.
Day
and
long,
you're hungry
right?
all and day long. And you
yeah, pretty
sugar
much.
All day long.
And you, yes, that is true. Yeah. And it's difficult. The nutrition part is difficult. I always tell everyone, just go back to basics. Mm. Sometimes we read so much and we're like, spread ourselves so thin. Oh, I need to do this, and oh, colostrum or collagen or this and that. And I'm like, you got all that on your fruits and vegetables. You
creatine, that's something else that's in the household.
Creatine, yeah, for muscle growth, yeah.
But for us,
you could. It's not a no.
Okay.
In regards to, there's some things that 50 plus women have to kind of like ask their doctors, and believe it or not, one of those is calcium and vitamin D. And there's some things that, like myself, I'm not a doctor, so I can't, you know, pinpoint things, but I believe that if you just go in a still extra supplement, or let me run to this, let me run to that, if you just take your natural foods, you know, grown from ground up towards your, you know, table or your kitchen, and
farm to table.
Exactly. Right. Farm to table.
Right.
You would pretty much be doing everything that you need to do. Yeah. Okay. Of course, taking, you know, good care of your skin, you know, sunblock and, you know, just, don't compare yourself to who you used to be 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the hardest. I look at my hand like this, and I'm like, oh my God, it's all crepey. I didn't have
mine's crepey too. But see, it's not that you're growing and Leah and I are not growing with you. We are growing with you.
Well,
truth be told.
I know.
But so should we be taking supplements like vitamins? And
well, yeah, of course. A vitamin that is 50 plus will help you, because it's regulated. I would say a multivitamin is regulated with everything that you need. And I think that taking extra calcium, unless you need it for osteoporosis, I think you should better take it from your collard greens and your kale and your spinach and all, you know, like that, instead of just pumping up with things that you might think you need. I just think that that's something that you should speak with your doctor and see what how you're doing.
Okay. Right? What about collagen? I put it in my coffee every morning.
I take collagen too. I mean, it's good for your skin, your nails, your hair, and all that. I mean, it's not going to regress me to being 20 or...
Darn it!
or, you know, even 5 years ago, right?
Right.
The idea is just to grow the best you can grow. And if you are sitting here like saying, oh my God, look at my soggy skin here and here, what are you going to do when you're 65? Right.
I'm going to say it more.
Exactly.
So I wish I looked like I did 20 years ago.
Don't you enjoy yourself who you are now? Because you're going to be that age later and enjoy yourself then.
Right.
At the same time, just take good care. Lots of water, you know, fresh veggies and fruits. If you can get it from the farmer's market, even better. Organic, some things should be organic, some things should not. They don't need to be.
Well, they say if you peel it like a banana, it doesn't need to be organic.
Exactly,
right?
Like avocado, oranges, lemons, limes, and stuff. Right? But if you're going to take like kale,
right.
Make sure green onions or spinach, things like that, that, you know, they're constantly like they're in dirt. Strawberries, it's very thin skin and peaches, you know, things like that. But,
How about fish oil? I don't like seafood. So is it very important to have in your diet?
I love fish oil.
Okay.
I take it myself.
It just tastes so terrible. Even when you swallow it, I have to make a face every time.
In pill form.
Yeah.
I taste it.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You do?
I'm very anti-fish.
That's okay. It's not your thing.
I'm starting a movement, anti-fish.
But if you take it with a glass of wine.
Maybe a coffee, the hot coffee.
Just close your nose. No, I do fish oil. I do omega-3 because I don't have as much as fish I should have, and sometimes, you know, I don't have enough food like I should have.
Okay, so
enough of sleep.
colostrum seems to be a thing now.
It is, but
is it a good thing, a bad thing?
It's not necessary. It's not something like a colostrum is something that our
babies do,
and then we're gonna take what colostrum from a cow? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the that's the colostrum for the baby calf.
Right.
Yeah.
Not for us. I'm sorry.
Right.
We have, hopefully, not me, I know for sure, but we have all given it to our children.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
And some of us has gotten them ourselves.
The reason why we can't do it.
I
couldn't do it just because I couldn't produce milk, so.
Yeah.
Well, lots of people couldn't, you know, like, there is all kinds of different... reasons why, right?
Absolutely.
That you can't breastfeed. Could be work, could be, breastfeeding is really hard. Mm-hmm. I wanted to become a lactation consultant because it was so difficult and so many women had such a hard time breastfeeding because it's so much that you're just giving birth and now you have this baby depending on you and you're nerve-wracked because you don't know if they're eating enough and then they're just latching on and you don't know if they're taking anything.
Right.
So it is very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So,
The stress can cause that also to not produce as
well. Well, yeah. Stress, not sleeping well. But a mother will produce, and the more the baby latches and the more the baby...
Stimulates
the nipples. Of course, you know, your body, that saliva is what it stimulates the growth of
It's been a long time since I've nursed, but
me too.
I was going to say what I'm going through and most of us are going through right now is there's something that happens when women go through menopause and they get maybe a belly they've never had before. Like what? And they haven't changed their eating. Mm. They haven't become less active. What the hell is going on?
Metabolism. That's what's going on.
It's just slowing down.
It's slowing down. Yeah. So I would say if you were doing one walk, do one extra walk, you know, just keep yourself active, really watch your food in sense of like, I would never say don't eat. That's not the way things work out. You need to eat for your body to keep working. And
three meals or more?
If I have to tell you the truth, if I could do it right, I would do five,
okay.
But not
little.
Exactly. So I have my breakfast and I have
what would that be?
What are your snacks like? Too? Well, yes, I want to know what you're but then I want to know the snacks.
Yeah, the snacks. The snacks. So I would do nuts. I would do like cucumbers, and sometimes people like it salt, not salty, but chili. So I would put like maybe a little bit of tahini or a chili powder, and a little bit of, you know, Himalayan salt, like in it, like a little bit. You don't need to add too much. Nothing too much is good. I would do like a shake. Now, don't go crazy.
But not like a McDonald's shake.
No. When I say a shake, it doesn't mean like, you know, and this is funny because it happens all the time. People are like, oh, I eat healthy. I'm like, oh, what was your snack? Oh, you know, I put water. Okay, that's good. Spinach. Uh-huh. Kale. Yes, yes. Then I put a little bit of strawberries. Uh-huh. And blueberries. Uh-huh. And pineapple. Uh-huh. And banana. Yes. Uh-huh. And next thing you know, the list grows with all these sugary fruits.
Right. To cover up the kale.
Yes, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you have to think before.
You have to be mindful.
That's what I say. Mindful eating. It's really, really important.
Right. So when you say nuts, you're not saying, I'm not, you know, saying, three handfuls.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Chocolate-covered nuts, is that not kind
of... You know, if you want a few, it's they're not... Yeah. A little bit of things are not going to hurt you.
Right.
But let's say you want to make sure that, okay, I want my belly to come down a little more. So you have to be proactive in regards to that. Not don't eat.
Right.
But those five nuts that you were going to add with chocolate, have it without chocolate, then you're going to be saving some calories right there, right?
Sure.
And you're right. Like, people don't realize, in my studio, I have this... Trader Joe sells these packets of almonds. So I have like...
Oh, I eat those.
This,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love
this raw almonds.
Yeah. Right? In a portioned
portion.
Yeah.
But little package. You do not realize that that portion package has at least 350 calories.
No. Oh my gosh. I eat those like all day long. Oh my goodness. Thank you for telling me. How about the cashews? Just as bad?
Well,
cashews are worse.
Cashew is not a nut. It's a bean.
So that's better?
Actually, not really. It has carbs and fat.
My purse, my husband goes for keys and he's like, what's going on? And it's those packages coming out of my purse, like birth.
Yeah, because you don't realize if you like, if you bring a packet right now, think of each almond having 1 gram of fat, gram.
Right.
1 gram of fat is 9 calories. Say 10 so we can count it, right?
Okay. Right.
If you have 30 nuts in that little package, that you 3, do.
1,000 calories.
Yeah.
300.
30, is it? I'm so bad at math.
I don't either. So I don't.
That's okay. She's still, she's beautiful. She's so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and I don't either. I'm,
So if let's say 10 calories each nut.
Right.
Times 30, that's 300.
Yeah.
So there is your 300 calories.
So I already saved like a couple thousand calories because I thought it was 3,000.
I've had two before you got here. I had two packages of those because I was eating healthy.
Yes, that's the problem. That's the misconception about healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy is also being mindful about quantities. Yeah. That you eat, you know, like because it says prepackaged and it's like, okay, this is, you know, it must be perfectly. But if you're trying to, and I tell my clients, if we just did a full on workout and we just burned 400 or 500 calories or 600 calories, you eat that full pack, you're getting your calories back. I would prefer you go home, have some egg whites with maybe with one yolk, like maybe 3 egg whites with one yolk and get yourself a wholesome piece of toast.
Right. Put some avocado. Tell me your day. What do you eat in a day?
So I make myself like pancakes, and they are like
just like
So I use like let's say a quarter cup of oats, and then I put like 4 egg whites. Like before I put the egg whites, I do the oats
and
almonds.
Not a pancake.
Oh, it's the most delicious pancake.
Okay.
I have it on my own, not on the Potty Strength, but on Ask Coach Maggie.
AskCoachMaggie.com or just
Ask Coach Maggie in Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay.
So I'm going to look that up. Do you have the recipe there?
Yes.
She has a ton of recipes.
I didn't know that.
A chocolate mousse that's made out of avocados.
Oh, you're speaking to me now. That's what I want. Okay.
But again, like the chocolate mousse with avocados is also super fattening because all it is
avocado,
right, and cocoa powder, and maple syrup,
right.
So you know, like, but having a little bit of that,
sure,
it's better than
having,
you know,
dairy products and refined sugar.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Okay,
so that's your breakfast.
So my breakfast is the egg whites with the oats, and I just mix it all up. And I sometimes, if it's not enough protein, because I try to count at least 20 to 24 grams of protein every time I sit down to eat a meal, right?
20 to 24 grams of protein.
That's how much I count for myself, right?
Right.
And then it's usually your weight times 0.49 is the amount of protein that you need.
Okay, did you get that, Jill?
That's okay. I will write it to you and send it to you.
Please do.
But that's how much, like, let's say for me would be, I don't know, let's say 60 grams. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I eat a little more than that, but I will not exaggerate either, right? And it could be, you can have also vegetable proteins like beans, any legume, lentils the best one because lentils has the most protein out of all the legumes, right?
Okay. Oh,
okay. So that's breakfast, and then
so that's breakfast. So like, let's say lunch. Sometimes I don't have time, so when I go to Starbucks on my way to work, and I get myself an almond latte, and I get myself an oatmeal, and I ask them to put almond milk instead of water, because I get, and then I have my eggs that I bring from home, like
hard-boiled eggs.
Right.
Hard-boiled.
With the jammy middle.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. If I want the middle, it's jammy. If I don't want the middle, it's hard, so I don't touch them. I pop it out. And then it comes with little bits of almonds, but I don't put the almonds inside, so I bring blackberries, or sometimes I get blueberries from them, which, of course, are not organic, but...
What are you going to do?
Right. Life is, you know, busy sometimes, right? So those, that packet, and instead of putting it all in my oats, I just put the blueberries. So when I have my snack, it's an apple and those nuts.
Yeah.
So I kind of like,
smart.
Put the nuts on my apple and I eat it like that. You know, I kind of like encrust the nuts in my apple, and while I'm driving home all the way to Long Beach, to the South Bay, I'm like eating my apples and my nuts. So that's my snack for, let's say, one. Like in the afternoon, I can do a shake, a healthy one.
Right.
Sometimes people are more savory, so you can actually do a shake with avocado and spinach and kale and lime and tomato, whatever it makes you happy.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, it just suddenly becomes a V8,
right?
Yeah, right.
And
sounds
it's
great.
Super
I was thinking
delicious.
Bloody Mary, but that's fine.
Yeah, you can, you know. Nobody sees. You just go and then. It's my V8.
In the garage?
That's right.
It's about 1 o'clock. What is she doing out there?
Yeah, well, she passed out. Okay, so that's your afternoon snack.
So that's my afternoon snack. And in the evening, you know, sometimes I have some fish and veggies or a salad with chicken. And I try not to eat too late. If I'm going to eat very late, it's not good. Don't do this. I don't eat. I'll just go to sleep because I wake up super early.
I know.
But it would be better if you have, like, I recommend sleep, you know, no less than 6. Mm. 8 would be sufficient.
That's hard, yeah.
Yeah. And to me, I don't. Unfortunately, I can't do that lifestyle because I'm usually working, you know, my clients' hours,
right?
And I wake up super early to do my workout. Otherwise, if comes midday, I won't do it because I'm too tired because I've been jumping already, you know, with my clients. Or
lifting
showing.
Weights.
Lifting weights,
pushing
putting them
around.
In, pushing, So,
So that's that. Now, lots of my friends have tried intermittent fasting, and for some of them, it really does not work.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You know, everybody's different. You know, I have my bestest girlfriend who is also a personal trainer, certified personal trainer. She loves it. I won't do it. Mm. There is no way that I will do something like that. One, well, she has her reasons. Like, to me, your body tells you, you know, wants to work. You know, you don't just... You know, some people say, well, this helps you readjust your body. I don't believe in that either. My research has not been that.
Okay.
My research is, it's hard on your body.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So you know, you don't have to have breakfast as soon as you wake up. Some people don't like to do that, and that's fine. But have something as soon as it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Yeah. Then have your lunch, like, around, you know, maybe you don't have your snack, but have your lunch around 12 or 1, you know, and then have your little snack. Like, if you don't want to have the first snack, don't have it because you had breakfast late, then go on with your lunch. But I do not do fasting.
Okay.
It's not for me.
It's not for me either.
Yeah. It's like your body is very smart. I'm not going to tell my body what to do for me. Right. My body knows what to do. Now knows how to digest the food, and I'm, you know, going to let my body do her thing. As well as, you know, I have problems with people with menopause. Like I cannot take estrogen, mm-hmm. or I won't take progesterone or
any of those female hormones that were missing, testosterone or whatever.
Or testosterone, right? Yeah. I can't, obviously, because of cancer. Right. And maybe they can, but I truly believe that your body can adjust if you give it a chance. Okay. Like a womb, you know? Yeah. It's open. You're not going to start scratching it or adding stuff on it. Like, you let it, you know, you let it heal.
Right.
And I think your body does the same thing. I think your body takes its time. Like, of course, if the doctor says, you know, you should be doing this, or you, right. or we should, like, if somebody's, my friend also, she was really not in a good place with her
levels,
emotional, or
yeah,
emotional
with her place. Levels mm-hmm. of she's we forget of hormones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I forgot what I was
talking. Because we were just talking before we started, this interview about the fact that I could not remember Leah's dog's name. She goes, "Oh my God, I couldn't remember your dog's name." And then Maggie said,
"Yeah, I can't. Sometimes your words kind of, like
when you turn 50,
yeah. Also, you know, there's a few things that just go. It's like your balance is one of them. Like your thought is not as sharp, right?
Right.
You lose words, and you're like, geez,
I'm glad
what's wrong with
me?
No,
yeah.
It's not just you.
Because you do. I was so thankful that she said that. I was seriously, a half an hour last night, I was remembering the name of your dog.
Yes, I get it.
I've known her for, 10 years?
Yeah, and I get
but
that.
But like, there's something wrong with me.
No.
Thank goodness.
Nothing, but this is why we only exercise our bodies, we exercise our minds, you know, games that you have to think.
You do crossword puzzles every night.
Exactly.
I don't finish them because I can't remember. But I start them.
Don't worry. I've been on the same chapter on a book for about a year and a half now. As soon as I start reading it. So it's...
At least you're getting sleep. That's important.
That's true. Well, she doesn't get enough sleep.
I don't know what I hear. I don't get enough either.
Physician, heal thyself.
Yes. Yeah. No. Like, I'm one to speak. It's like, I can't say I'm perfect. Like, there is a perfect world, right, that we would like to do it.
No,
but none of us are
going to
hit that.
We can't. We have to hit that off
of ourselves. And be okay with that.
Yeah.
And when you find that, like, I don't know, was last week that I woke up that I told you I started crying in the morning, like, because my body was exhausted. Mm. So I was just out of nerves and anger. I started crying because it's 3:30 in the morning. I have to wake up, get ready to get to the valley to teach myself, to teach my clients, right? And then I was sitting in the car thinking, well, what am I doing, you know? Well, I should have my schedule
for you.
For myself, right?
My self-care, so, your toolkit.
Well, it's like the analogy on an airplane. When you get on an airplane and they make the announcement, if the oxygen masks are released, put it on the child first.
No, on yourself.
See, that's the problem.
That's
put it on yourself first because you can't help anybody else unless you put it on first.
Yeah, and you have to have your boundaries in place too, right? Your husband comes too late. You want to be up with your husband because you want to see how his day was. But if you have to wake up at 3 o'clock and your husband is coming at 9 o'clock at night, and you want to, you know, by the time he comes, he gets upstairs, he puts his stuff in its place, and then he decides he wants to talk to you. It's 10 o'clock. You only have 4 more hours before you have to wake up. There is sometimes you have to say, you know what? My boundaries are this. I need to be in bed by this time
right.
for myself. And that's something that I think us girls forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we cross those boundaries.
We're caretakers. We take care of everybody and we forget to take care of ourselves. I mean, I'm exhausted sometimes and the kids are like, you want to do this? I'm like, yes. What are we doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It happened to me a lot this week and I love it. I love the attention from my kids, but yeah, but it's, you know.
But it's
I don't know if it's going to change.
So,
to be honest with you. But, yeah.
So within all of those boundaries too, what are some of the things that are really healthy that you do for yourself?
Well, self-care.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, I don't have much time for massages and things, but I actually went one on this past weekend and it was kind of fun, you know, because I'm usually, you know, we usually take care of others and we don't take care of ourselves, like you just said. So self-care is eat the best you can eat. If you're, if your kid wants to eat fried chicken, really, really, do you have to eat, sit down and eat as much? No, you want to sit down with him and eat a little piece because you want to, you know, share meals, fine. But self-care comes from your food, walk, drink water, and not stroll, just walk, you know, nice,
get a good sweat. Yeah.
Very important for women 50 plus. I cannot emphasize it enough. Even being a Pilates instructor, I always say, do some strength training.
Mm, yes.
Strength training, strength training, strength training, because as we grow older, osteoporosis starts settling in the 20s.
Right.
But it gets worse as we grow older, right? You don't want to be caught with porous bones. That's what osteoporosis means. Oh, porous bones.
Porous bones, which makes them weak and brittle.
Sure. Weak and brittle. And then you are like, okay, well, you know, we'll take calcium. Well, it's not the same as keeping your body strong.
So strength training, just in case people are not familiar with what that is, it can be Pilates, it can be weight-bearing exercises.
Actually, no.
Oh.
It has to be weight-bearing exercises.
Okay.
And Pilates, I don't believe. I'm an instructor, a Pilates instructor. I'm also a personal training instructor. Mm-hmm. For osteoporosis, and I don't care what other Pilates instructors say, I'm most probably going to be flamed for this one. Weight-bearing exercises on the frontal plane is what keeps osteoporosis away. Not away, but, you know, you can...
So what does that mean on the frontal plane?
Like, that means that anything that shoulder presses...
Okay.
You know, like bicep curls.
Rowing?
Anything that is here, like...
Yeah.
Your weight is on you, like leg presses, squats, lunges.
Okay.
The things that we do are like step ups with weights,
right.
Carrying weights, like you're carrying like heavy luggages and walking with them.
Curtsies with weights.
Okay. But the weights is like
so everything
by
in
you.
The front.
On the front, yeah.
Okay.
Like you can still do your shoulders and all the stuff that we do, like frontal raises and lateral raises. Of course, all that you can do, but you want to do more frontal plane exercises.
Okay,
and even though Pilates is fantastic for your posture, for your core,
how about balance,
I would say more as an strength training that you can pick up a leg because balance too for Pilates. When you are on the reformer and you're standing, you know, on the reformer and the box and you're moving it together, you need balance. But I think strength training to me is number one, and Pilates adds and completes it, makes it perfect to me. So there is other trainers that would say, no, it's kickboxing and this. Myself, this I speak just for me. It's strength training with Pilates is like a really sweet combination.
Okay, so to wind it up, we need to work on our nutrition, but we also have to be realistic and not beat ourselves up. Do the best we can.
Do the best you can.
Absolutely.
Water, fast walking, Pilates, weight training, weight-bearing exercises on the frontal plane, and giving ourselves grace.
And cut down on those Trader Joe's snacks. For me, that's what I take away.
I'm going to hide them now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just going to divide them into 10 pieces. 10 almonds, that's all you get.
Where can we find you? Just want to sum it up with where can we find you on Instagram?
Ask Coach Maggie is my personal.
Okay, Ask Coach Maggie.
Ask Coach Maggie is my personal. And Polystrength is really the studio that I have in the South Bay.
Okay. Wonderful. But I want to ask Coach Maggie. She's got so many great recipes. And Maggie loves chocolate as well. She loves to eat.
Oh, that's great.
So I will tell you. There are some wonderful, wonderful things. So thank you, my darling friend.
You're
amazing.
Welcome. Thank you. And the bat wings. Those are called triceps.
Bat wings.
Oh, that's triceps. What they're called. Okay.
They're called triceps.
Okay, that's what I need to do.
Do more triceps.
Okay.
And they're not bat wings, actually. They're your muscles.
Okay. Because if you flex them, you'll see that they're there.
Because if you flex them, they don't go down.
When nothing goes down.
When you do them like this, but if I flex them, they go away. Those are your triceps. So you don't want to cut those off.
All right.
Exactly.
I won't cut them off.
All right. Well, we're going to cut ourselves off because we're done now. We'll see you next time.
Bye.